Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Thirsty Thursday. It is Thursday, August the 12th, 2021. Your host, Sturch and Gooch, and, of course, AJ from the Couch Boys. How are we feeling this morning? We're good. We're caffeinated.
I don't know, man. I think allergies are hitting me. Something's hitting me.
It's COVID.
Allergies hit me like a shit brick house this morning.
Oh, all right, so yeah, that's two people
brick
with that.
House?
It's a brick shit house.
It's the other way around.
Damn, bro. Well, yesterday, you were a perfection artist.
But what if it was a shit brick house? Just think about that.
Wow, mind blown. But anyway, today on the podcast, we do have a lot to talk about, including day nine of our 32 teams in 32 days as we cover the Cleveland Browns today. So that's actually an exciting team to cover rather than the first couple in this division or her first division, first team in this division yesterday. Bengals weren't that exciting. Even the AFC South, the Titans were exciting. The Colts, all we did was talk about what they're going to do with quarterback. And then, like, the AFC East, not that exciting.
Yeah, we had Kyle, Kyle thrashing me.
Oh, thrashing all of us.
On social media, but if you listen to the podcast that day, I literally say at the end, I give the record and I say this is contingent on Carson Wentz not playing.
Correct.
On him being brittle, which even if he does play week one, like I said yesterday, he'll be out by week three. So I'm going to kind of stick with my low output for the Colts. I'm not totally sold. I know their defense. Let me see it.
Okay. So we are a wait and see mentality for the Indianapolis Colts. But today on the podcast, before we get into all of our stuff, I do want to say to download right now the I'm Your Football Team podcast, which is hosted by Keith Ernst, Arthur OG, and Mike Fury. Those guys are awesome. They're funny. They basically go in on every single NFL team. So if there's a storyline to talk about, they make fun of it. It's very funny. Also, today dropping is another episode, episode 16. So that's like 4 months worth of episodes out of Till Mets Do Us Part, our premier Mets podcast that we have, hosted by John Saponaro and Matt Ibanez. So go check those guys out. The goddamn Jets will be back next week as we get more knee deep into the preseason, and there's a game to be played, and they can talk about the game. So storylines aplenty. There's going to be plenty of stuff to talk about when it comes to the Jets and all of the NFL teams. Yeah, so that's that. But also, be sure to follow us on in all of our social medias, Chop Sports Media, on all the handles, either Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, we slacking on the TikTok a little bit. We started to do something, and then we kind of just slacked off a little bit, right, AJ? I mean, you're the TikTok liaison.
Yeah, I'm the liaison of a million things over here, okay?
Oh, he's complaining about his workload.
I mean, AJ's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Every day we have like a laundry list of things for AJ to do, and guess what? And let's call it how we see it. He's doing this shit.
We got to prioritize, and TikTok is not a priority.
Very, very true. I was just, you know, I was just throwing out the social handles
about TikTok.
And TikTok's hilarious to just like scroll through and watch, but like creation of a TikTok,
that takes time. You're not looking for sports content on TikTok.
No, you're not. I don't think so, at least. I mean, you're looking for the sports
content.
I'm
not looking for anything on TikTok.
I'm not either. I'm not either. Not at all. But before we go into all of our things, there are a couple headlines that I want to touch on. First and foremost, yesterday while we were sitting in the studio, we decided, you know, I was scrolling on the old Twitterverse, and I came across a video. Now, look, I would have never saw this video because I don't follow the show. I don't follow Undisputed. I don't follow FS1. I don't follow that hack network because it's a bunch of paid actors and none of them have any merit or anything. You know, and it's unfortunate because,
I mean, Shannon Sharpe is a Hall of Famer.
All right. Shannon Sharpe, fine. A Hall of Fame football player, but he sucks as a personality. He's terrible.
I don't know. I still right. love.
I won't even say that. Punk. I won't even say that. I do. If I had to choose one person on the network that was, you know, I know he makes fun of the Cowboys a lot, and I don't care about that
because obviously he's trying to antagonize Skip, who's the Cowboy fan. That's where that comes from. They go against each other on every single issue. But Shannon Sharpe is fucking hilarious. His Twitter and his Instagram are fucking funny.
Yeah.
But Skip sucks.
Skip does suck, and that's what I came across. Jenny Taft, who is the host of Undisputed, and when I say host, she's the kind of like the mediator. She's the one that kind of regulates all their conversations when they start to go off the rails, which typically every single conversation does go off the rails, because when you have two actors, you know, going head to head against each other with their scripts in front of them, we have, you know, I'll play it to the crowd. It's a rundown, right? Sorry, rundown. And it's what we're going to talk about. Just topics, little notes here and there. They get full blown 20 page scripts on how to piss off the masses, right? Skip Bayless.
So AJ, you need to start coming in early
and giving us full blown scripts so we know what we're doing. No, but this is where I'm at with this one. Okay. Skip Bayless. He claims to be one of the biggest Cowboy fans out there, right? Skip Bayless is, I know we throw the word and term hack around a lot when it comes to reporters who like to be first and not last, you know, like try to get it out there and misinformation and stuff like that. This guy's a little bit more than a hack because he is a hack by himself alone, right? This is the guy.
He's not a reporter.
He's not a reporter. Not anymore. You know why? Because he was kicked out of locker rooms back when he was starting rumors about Troy Aikman back in 90, like in the 90s, right? About Troy Aikman being gay and all this other stuff that he was starting to try to get the wheels turning on. And it turned out, guess what? Guess what, Skip? You were wrong, right? And everybody kind of said, you know what? We don't want this guy around our locker room. So he had to find another outlet. His outlet is FS1. FS1 hired him, who's the other one? Colin Cowherd, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are all personalities, but they get under the skin of each and every listener. How many times have you watched that show and said, what is he talking about?
And honestly, you know that their plan is working because we're sitting here talking about 100%, it right now. And that's 1,000%. Literally what they do.
And if that is their plan, it worked. I'm talking about it here today. Now, Skip Bayless, over the course of the last year, I used to watch that show. When I'm working for Sean over at Health and Fitness Professionals, right, I run the front desk, and I would watch Skip and Shannon Undisputed every day. And sometimes I would be like, oh, my God, that take is terrible. Or that take is great because he's talking about the Cowboys after a win.
So you watch them every day as well?
Every day. Yeah. Every day at one point. Absolutely.
Oh, and I thought you said still.
No. I'll tell you when I turned them off. I turned this program off for good when Skip Bayless decided to go in on Dak Prescott after Dak Prescott came out and said that he was addressing mental health issues. He said, basically, paraphrasing, man up, you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, there's no room for this, you have to be a leader. This is not being a leader. So now he's knocking Dak Prescott's mental health. AJ, no, don't even, don't hit the dings, don't hit the fucking dings, okay? So he knocks Dak Prescott's health, right? And that's strike number one and strike number three for me. You know what I mean? Like 1, 3, you're done. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Yesterday, he goes in on Mike McCarthy, right? And I know you and I have gone off.
Piece of shit.
Well, you and I have gone off. But listen, you may have said that, right? But your mentality behind it was just being so frustrated with the guy for 14 years.
Like, Andy Reid's a fat piece of shit too.
Right, but he's also
take him on my team as the
any
coach.
Any day, really right? Care. Any day. So now this is what happens. Yesterday, he takes a shot at Mike McCarthy's weight. So now you have a man. Skip, you look like a raisin. You are deteriorating. You are the biggest hack on media, in all of sports media. And now you body shame a head coach in professional football? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? There's not a single person on the planet, and I'll stand by this. There's not a single person on the planet that thinks highly of this person. And I said it yesterday. He has to have nudes of some CEO of FS1's wife. Something so drastic where they won't fire him.
Do you want me to tell you what it is that he has?
In a world that we're in cancel culture where everybody gets canceled.
He has the public on a fucking string, and he's playing the public just like he's playing us right now by talking about him. And that's what FS1 cares about, money. Everybody watches Skip. The same reason why Stephen A. Smith won't get fired, because they generate money for the network. That's simple.
But how?
That's literally it.
But how is everybody else so quick to be canceled and casted off? And like we're talking people people like national icons at one point, like Tom Hanks. People are like, oh, I hate Tom Hanks now. Like, or Robert De Niro. Well whatever. I'm just saying.
Let me start talking.
No,
shit
I don't want you to start talking shit. I'm just saying, in a world that we live in, that all of a sudden everybody is so easily to be canceled and removed from media and their jobs, right? Skip Bayless can talk about mental health and now body shaming. Skip, you're a hack. You're a piece of garbage, and I hope you see this. I don't know how, but I hope you see this.
Well, if
you have made fun of everybody under the sun, and it's garbage, and you have to stop. The act is tired. It's a tired act.
If you put this on the Chop Heads MMA podcast, Tommy thinks that the UFC listens to our show, so maybe they'll send it over to FS1 as well.
Here, in Tommy's defense, because I did hear that joke with Chop Heads MMA, which, by the way, phenomenal podcast this week. Go check them out. It's on our network.
Maybe one day I'll share it.
Yeah, maybe one day. I'll have to start being your new promoter. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll get behind that show because I want to see
self-promotion is not my.
I want to see. I know because you don't like talking good about yourself. Not that I want to talk good about myself because there's nothing to really talk good about. But like when we hit a milestone, I'm excited about it. You're just like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, hey, 20,000 downloads. You're like, all right, I'll tell everybody. And I'm like, wait, what? Why not? You know? But I get it. But in his defense, when it comes to the UFC is listening to us, right? I used to think that WWE was always watching the wrestling promotion that I worked for, or always were in the know of what was happening. When something went off really cool, right, in the WrestlePro or the one before that, you know what I mean? When something went off cool, next thing you know, you would see it on Monday Night Raw as a storyline. And I'm like, well, what? Like, how? They're what? Like, what? You know, you would have this like little, are somebody paying attention? You're telling me now that the UFC doesn't have some loser, right? Literally scour the internet.
I'll say the same thing that I said.
And the SEO comment. Stuff, right? The written text.
If we were having our episodes transcribed, right. then there's a possibility. But right now, there's definitely not somebody that's tuning in and listening to every word we're saying. There might be a program out there that could read episodes. But
what about your episode descriptions?
Oh, I write one sentence.
Okay, well, that's got to change too.
Maybe it's more than one sentence. Honestly,
people could search for things and they would come up in the SEO search, which is the jargon for us to talk about.
I still haven't done my write up for.
I get it. You got to do it.
Anybody want to enter a piece on the Packers Pulse podcast now that is not out there yet?
Now
I need
somebody
to do a five-sentence write-up for me because I don't want to write it.
Taking applicants for the Packers Pulse PR department. You know, I think I know a girl.
I can almost guarantee you that Ash is commenting here.
I think I know. Don't even look because it's going to distract you. But I think I know a girl who's into PR, who's into Chris Gucci. So I don't know. Maybe she wants to help out a little bit. But anyway, we can't pay you. Sorry. We pay you, and then we got to start paying AJ, and that's just no dice. We pay him in salad wraps or whatever the hell he orders. Chicken salad, Caesar, whatever. I don't even know what he orders anymore. But I will say the bank account looks a lot nicer this week with me bringing in my egg whites and you bringing in some food or leftovers or
have fruit in the
eat fruit. So
not even getting eaten. It's just collecting fruit flies.
The daily fruit flies. Don't get me started on fruit flies. I think there's something going on at my house where like my wife set up traps, apple cider vinegar.
You know what you got to do? Just bomb one day.
Bomb?
Yeah. Like what do you mean? One day, everybody leave the house, cover all your shit and set off one of those cans in your kitchen and they'll be dead.
Yeah?
And pour bleach down your drain.
I thought you were going to say down your throat. I'm like, listen, well, man, too, things are going well. Like, I don't know if I want to pour bleach down my throat. But yeah, dude, fruit flies. What a pain in the balls right now. Every 3 seconds, I'm just like, it's like, get off me.
And you're not going to get one like that. Those motherfuckers are fast.
Are fast, yes. They're fast as fuck, boy. See, that's a Twitter, TikTok thing, right? The fastest fuck boy. Oh, Jesus Christ. How do I know that shit and you don't?
It is.
It is, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Because I'm sure Ashley has sent you plenty of links. But anyway, so yeah, I had to get the Skip Bayless thing out of the way. I don't quite understand how he's still doing his thing, but you said it. Like, it's the truth.
Shout out to Jenny Taft putting her college coach on blast.
I did see that. I did see that.
Also a fat piece of shit.
She was like, including my head coach, who also wasn't the ideal size. And I was just like, Jenny, you're backpedaling here, Jenny. Like, let's not do that. But I got what she was talking about. But
there's nothing more disgusting than hot coffee that's cooled off. That was the worst sip of coffee I've ever had in my entire life.
Yesterday, I had another theory. No, not a theory, but a thought to start coffee. Like, start drinking coffee.
I don't think Dave needs coffee.
I was going to say, I'm way revved up already. But I do take a burner powder in the morning. That's my caffeine. It's like, I don't know how many grams of caffeine are in one cup of coffee.
I have no fucking
idea. Okay, cool. If somebody does answer that in the comments, AJ, bring it up, but I won't know. But anyway, it's like 150 to 200 grams of milligrams of caffeine that are in my thing, especially when I'm working out. I didn't work out today. Shame on me, right? Body shame me to death. That's fine. But anyway, doesn't matter. One other thing I wanted to talk about. Broke yesterday. Actually, AJ added something to the notes today that, since we're on the topic, well, we weren't really on the topic of football, but we'll get into football.
What am I missing?
Well, right. I didn't write it in. Announcement made by Urban Meyer that there will be an open quarterback competition. Is that just coach speak, right?
Yes.
It's the kid you draft. It's the kid you're paying. He's going to be the starting quarterback. Let's not talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, let's not get too far into it. But, like, Urban Meyer has to do the right thing by Gardner Minshew. That guy was here before, the Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? So I think that there's something to be said for that. And I think there's,
95 milligrams.
95 milligrams in a cup of coffee? Oh, there it is. All right. Thank you, whoever that was. 95 milligrams in a cup of coffee. I usually intake about 250 on non-workout days, and on workout days, close to like 400.
I also did comment back.
So my heart hasn't exploded yet, so I'm okay. I commented back
once while you were on your Skip Bayless rant,
uh-huh.
And it's me. I'm commenting as you.
Oh, okay, cool. What?
Yeah, it's so strange because it says Dave's Destruction.
Oh, that's my Twitter. So you commented back on somebody on Twitter. Cool. That's cool. At least everything's working, right? I can't complain about that. That's cool. So one other heavy-handed topic I definitely wanted to talk about was the fact that there's been a signed fight between Tito Ortiz and Anderson Silva.
I can answer your question right off the bat. It says why. Boxing match and why.
Yes.
Because who in their right mind is going to pay these guys the amount of money Triller is going to pay them to lay on each other in the octagon?
Do we remember how bad that first Triller pay-per-view was? Like how bad it was as a watch? And that was the Paul fight. And it what right? One of the Paul fights, right? It was Jake Paul.
It was the
right?
Mike Tyson and
no.
Roy Jones fight. And then it was okay. Jake Paul on the undercard against Nate Robinson. So it was both. That was all on the
that wasn't, but that wasn't as bad as the next one. The next one is where it was like,
well, yeah, they're
big booty mix, and it was just ridiculous. Just people dancing for 4 hours.
Slander big booty mix.
I know.
Like that.
I'm going to slander it, but
do
you
not
guys love
do
it.
Do it. Do not do it. First of all, judging by the Marquette King songs or Marquette King songs and the shit that you listen to sometimes
uh-huh.
that you put on your story,
is that big booty mix no, or
but,
similar?
But big booty mix shits all over that. Trust me, if you
wow,
put on
you're
big
shitting
booty,
on Marquette King,
he's not listening.
And yeah, he yes, might. I mean, actually talked to him yesterday. I did.
Well, tell him that he needs to step up his game because Big Booty Mix is fucking definitely.
I might go hang out with him in Texas
on
when
Mark,
I go to
Marquette
when I go to
Kings.
So ready for this? I got somehow I got twisted
what
into
we call it his library.
I got twisted into a conversation yesterday where Dez Bryant said and tweeted out that he's going to go to every Cowboys home game every Cowboys home game until he signed somewhere. So he's just going to go like as a
so
fan.
He's just going to go to every game for the entire rest of his life because he's not getting signed.
I don't think he's going to get signed barring any kind of catastrophic injury to multiple receivers on a team. But he puts out those videos every day, bro. He puts out those videos every day that he's still working. And I respect the hustle. I do. And he came up with something else.
I would sign Ocho Cinco or T.O. over
Jesus Christ. T.O. and Ocho Cinco are 40 plus years old.
I think T.O. is 46.
He still can outrun T.O., man. He was one of my favorite players ever. But anyway, what was I saying? Lost my train of thought.
Dez sucks.
Oh, Dez sucks. Okay. So Dez is going to go to every Cowboys game, and he said, who's coming with me? And then Marquette King was like, I'll go with you. And then I came back and said, I was like, yo, I'll go. And then like Marquette King liked it, and they started talking like under me. I was like, I'm going to hang out with Dez Bryant and Marquette King when I'm in Texas. How cool is that? I probably won't, but still cool.
Yeah, you probably won't.
I probably won't. You know where I'll definitely go? Brett Ernst's comedy show in Dallas on that Saturday night. And I might meet Jalen Smith through my boy Jay Tuck.
Are you going to play all the podcasts that you've had talking an endless amount of shit
Oh, I'll
about
go
him?
In. I'll go in. I'll actually...
if you met Jalen Smith, you
I,
would
I,
kiss
listen.
His fucking ass.
No. Here's the thing.
Immediately. Here's like, oh, my God, Jalen, I'm a big fan.
No.
In person, I'm just saying, I've seen it all before. I've done it. If I met Tom Brady, I hate Tom Brady. Either I would ask him
you,
to fight
you
me.
You would geek out?
But I mean, like, how do you not?
I don't think I would geek out with Jalen Smith. I would literally say, like, Jalen Smith as a person is a really good human being. He's got a great foundation. He does a lot for the kids. He does a lot for his brand. But, like, as
sucks.
A football player, he stinks on the field. So but that's why
to
I...
To your point, if I met Tom Brady, would I geek out? I feel like Tom Brady would have fun with me kind of talking shit to him a little bit. I would talk shit in jest, and
he laughed at,
play
at
off
the
well.
Entire crowd of the Hall of Fame booing him when Peyton Manning made mention of it. Like, he got booed out of the building, and he was just, like, laughing it off. Like,
I wonder what he would do if I hit him with a three-piece. You're like, ha-ha. Laugh that off, bro.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, look, that's got to happen. If Triller is doing all these other fights, Gucci versus Tom Brady in like 3 or 4 years from now when Gucci's over 40 and Brady's pushing 50, let's have it. Let's make it happen. If Nate Robinson can fight Jake Paul, Chris Gucci can fight Tom Brady. I firmly believe
I feel like
this.
There's good money in this.
There's definitely good money. Uh-oh, here we go. What, AJ? He's got money.
We have to make a fighting league called the Chop Sports Championship.
Chop Sports what?
Chop Sports Championship.
Okay. Chop Sports Championship. CSC. So he wants a fighting league?
The opening fight is me against Paz
you know what's funny?
In a first takedown match.
You know what's you versus who?
Paz.
Yeah, good luck. You know what's funny, though? As you say that, Chop Sports, whatever, Championship League or whatever. Keith Earns said that on the I'm Your Football Team podcast yesterday when it, or today when it dropped, and he said that there's bum fights out in California.
Love to start sanctioning fights between our listeners or oh, our Facebook God. Group.
Who's your fantasy matchup right now? Who do you want to see? And not including you or me because we don't want to put anybody on blast. Like, oh, we want to fight. Like I want to who is be your marquee main event card number one Chop Sports followers fight?
Jay Devlin versus the world. Or Mikey Wonkyu, Hawaii Mike versus Kyle.
Oh, my God. Whew, that's a good one, too. See? Oh, my God. This has legs. This has legs. We're going to have people fighting on our network. That's amazing.
Right?
It could be a thing. Oh, are there weight classes?
I'll probably just sit there and have, like, we'll sit ringside. Me and Ashley will get called into the ring, and we'll just argue. Right? We'll argue back and forth in the middle of the fucking cage with, I don't know who could ref that.
You're looking at him. You're looking at the referee. No,
Dave's biased. I don't. We need somebody with
bias. I would totally be Team Ashley if she was right.
Well, that's what I said. You're Team fucking Ashley. You're biased.
Dave, I'm not having that. We need you to do the commentary.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I have to do the commentary and the ring announcing and all that good shit because I really want to do that again. Actually, I think I'm leaning towards
some other good matchups. This is good content right here. Yeah. If we could actually set something up. I mean, I'm down to fight at least somebody.
At least get him those big inflatable, like those gloves and like celebrity death matches or whatever.
We
used to
do UFC when I was younger in my backyard. And we did no punching in the face. So you could do anything else. You could do whatever you want. You could punch in the body, choke, all that, submissions, just no punching directly in the face.
No, you know, it's funny. We bought two sets of boxing gloves, two sets of headgear, and we had boxing matches in my backyard. When I say my brother rocked my world and I wasn't ready for it, right? And then I rocked my boy Mark in the face. He's like susceptible to bloody noses. It was a mess. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing we could have ever came up with. But this idea, this is gold. And I think that this is definitely has traction. I would definitely book. There'd be some second-rate celebrities that would definitely get behind this. Like
Tommy versus Sturch.
I mean, I would kill Tommy.
Tommy's pretty well-versed in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, no, is he?
Yeah.
Really?
And I wrestled with Tommy back. And so Tommy's definitely not just a, you know, just because he looks fluffy.
Not anymore, according to his TRT. But anyway, sorry, folks. We're going off on a tangent as far as our followers and listeners are concerned, which is probably some of the best stuff we've done since we started this podcast. But I do want to turn it over to the one and only favorite segment of the show.
I want to fight Adam or Kenny Levine.
Oh, my God. Kenny Levine. That would be a great fight. You're starting to pick out individuals who you want to fight.
I don't actually want to fight these guys. But
based off of like comments and back and forth.
They're just constant little thorn in the side. I'm thinking there's Doug Chapp. The Astros / Mets or
yeah,
whatever.
I'm a fan of both. I'm like, what?
Everybody's going to start talking shit now, like putting what we're saying out on the internet.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get wind of it and I'll have a line at the fucking Chop Studios to fight me.
Knocking on the door. Excuse me. Like, no, you said kidding. You wanted to go one-on-one. Yeah, man, there's so many fantasy matchups I can really.
Now
can,
my mind is going.
Racing. Fantasy matchups. That'll be your graphic assignment today. We're going to pick out some real good, like a six-man tag team match. You got Team Cowboys versus like, I don't know, Team Non-Cowboys.
You don't have to hit it anymore. People don't want to hear fucking ding no more.
I'm just saying.
It's like they have to listen to the Cowboys talk, and then the ding, they're probably like, all right, the ding is more annoying.
But, like, I could see it now. I could see a storyline. Like, me, Jay Devlin, and, like, I don't know, another Cowboys fan.
And then.
But then, like, at the end, I'm reaching for a tag, right, because I'm hurting.
And Jay Devlin hits you with a steel chair in the back.
I go for a tag, and Jay Devlin comes. He drops off the apron, and he just, like, flips me off, walks to the back, and I'm like, this moment, like, you've just turned on me, and then, whack, I get hit by Carl Gucci's flying forearm, and the 49ers win. See?
Well, yeah.
I need to get back into the
Cowboys lose.
Yeah, I need to get back into the ring. I really, not that way, just into that realm. It's I miss it. Anyway, sorry, AJ, I cut off your sports update, but hit him with that all that good shit from yesterday.
All right, so we're here with the Curtis Sells Houses sports update for all your realty needs. Make sure to hit up our guy, Curtis Counts. Look at that.
I don't even think he knows that we do this for him. And like, I got to tell him that we do. Like, I see your finger. That's good.
I mean, look, I love this dude and not even know.
Keep going.
So let's dive into yesterday's action. The Blue Jays demolished the Los Angeles Angels 10-2. The Giants take care of the Diamondbacks with relative ease. They get 4 home runs in that game, 7-2. The Mariners edge out a close one against division rivals Texas Rangers 2-1. Let's head to the next slate. We got the A's beating up on the Cleveland Indians 6-3. The Red Sox and the Rays. My Lord, if you bet the over, that must have been the easiest money you ever made. Red Sox 20, Rays 8.
That stinks.
I mean, Jesus. The Atlanta Braves go to extras with the Reds, and it's an exciting 3-run homer walk-off by Ozzie Albies to win the game 8-6. The Brewers beat up on the Cubbies. I mean, what else do we expect? Corbin Burns fanned 10 straight to Corbin tie the Dallas record. And basically, they won that game 10-0. Let's go to the next slate of the game. We got the Houston Astros. They beat the Rockies relatively easily, 5-1.
What the hell? The Padres? What is that?
Yeah, the Marlins have huge upset over the Padres.
With
an absolute eyewear shutout.
We get a shout out to Johnny, and she hit me up yesterday while she was listening to the podcast. She's like, that's my favorite thing that you guys do. And I was like, well, you know, we like you. We kind of like you. So
we support businesses around here.
Let's go.
Sandy Alcantara had a great game in that one. The Marlins win it 7-0. Dodgers behind Bellinger's 2 home runs are able to beat the Phillies 8-2. And then we have the final stretch of games. We have the Mets edging out the Nationals in a close one. Thank God. The next game of that series got postponed to today. The Yankees were able to get a nice victory over the Royals for their 12th straight series win against Kansas City. Ow. And rookie Ober and the Twins absolutely eyewear shutout the White Sox in this one. They win that game. I'm not totally going to lie. I can't see it because of the ticker, but let's say 4-0.
You can take the ticker away. Thank you so much, AJ.
That is your sports up
to. Yeah, my man. Good stuff, bro. It's so funny. I'm thinking, like, the whole time that he's, like, yelling absolute eyewear and getting loud, I'm nervous now at this point that we're going to get the door kicked in. Anyway. So thank you, AJ, for the sports update. Now, today is day 9 of our 32 teams in 32 days. We're going to be previewing the Cleveland Browns today. So if you're with us on the stream right now, you're about to get a solid, solid hype video. If not, we're going to take a little bit of a break, pay the bills, and when we come back, we're going to talk all things Cleveland Browns. Hit it, AJ. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now. All right. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, the Chop Sports Podcast to be specific, and hopefully you enjoyed that video if you were with us over on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere we're streaming. And if not, you enjoyed the smooth, silky sounds of my voice because I do all the goddamn reads around here for the network. But today, 32 teams, 32 days, day 9, we are here with the Cleveland Browns. And I think AJ are a little excited about this. Not sure about your thoughts, but I think the Browns have a really, really good chance to be a really, really good team this year. And we'll go, and it starts at the top with something that's kind of looming with Baker Mayfield, is that he's about to get paid, you know? And Josh Allen, right off the rip, your opinion, do you think Baker Mayfield, based off the fact that he was the number one overall pick, is his contract going to be more lucrative than Josh Allen's?
It better not be. I don't think it's going to be. The number one pick was.
I think it's going to be. This is what I said about, look, you can make fun of me as I say this about Dak Prescott, but when that shit was the market and everybody's like, you can't pay this guy this much money. And I'm like, yes, you can, because you have to.
If the Browns are going to give that much money, they need to do it after the season. They need to see what he's going to do this year.
I don't think he gets it before this year.
Well, then possibly. And it all depends on, I was going to get into this a little later, but Baker, I was actually going to compare him to Josh Allen. He's just a year behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the same draft class, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Right? Yeah.
But so Baker was number one.
Josh Allen has proved his progression is there.
And the Giants passed up Baker's on Josh Allen.
Progression is there as well. He had a really good year last year. I think he had 26 and 8 or something like that. 26 TDs and 8.
Okay.
8 picks. Like, so his ratios were good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see him take another step.
There's two sides of Baker.
The receivers are a little iffy. I know that their receivers are good, but Odell's always hurt. And Jarvis Landry isn't really a stretch the field type. They do have good 3 and 4, but it's all about Odell, and it's all about if Baker could take it and maybe throw another 500 to 700 yards this year. Because last year, I think he was like, what was it, like 33?
I've always said this about Baker Mayfield, that there's two Baker Mayfields. You know what I'm saying? There's Boohoo Baker, and then there's like money making every throw Baker Mayfield. And it's unfortunate, but as soon as he throws two picks, he's not the type that'll battle back mentally.
Well, Baker, I don't even think he had a two-pick game last year.
Well, but I'm just saying, if he has a game, last year is definitely his best, you know, and obviously they're a playoff team last year, and they made some noise. They, you know, they upset the Steelers in, like, handedly fashion in the first round last year, where we actually, I posted that clip last night of, I don't know if you saw it, but it was like, where we started, where we're at, and it was the clip that we were picking the Chiefs and Browns game, and I was like, oh my God, the Browns got it to the second round. I mean, they got smoked and lost to the Chiefs, but they got there, so they were there, right? So Baker Mayfield, I think, is going to get – you all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Baker Mayfield's going to get paid, you know, and it's a matter of how much room these guys have to pay him. They have a lot of star power over there.
I can't see Baker getting $260 million.
I can.
I just can't do it.
The only reason why I can
AJ
see
AJ looks like he's dying to say something.
Yeah, he's been dying to say something. Pull that closer to you if you think, you know, you don't want to
stretch. No. It's fine. It's fine. The problem is with Baker Mayfield getting that much money is I don't even know. One second. Let me go ahead and look.
Do the Browns have the money to give him?
Well, they managed the cap really well over the offseason, but in terms of yards, the guy hasn't thrown for 4,000 yards in his career yet. How are you going to give that guy $260 million?
That's why I
say
you wait. I don't think it's going to happen either way. The Browns roster is loaded right now.
With star power, meaning you got to pay all those guys. Correct.
Exactly.
I wholeheartedly
Miles
agree.
Miles Garrett to start.
And that is to me, that's the only reason why he won't get Josh Allen money, is to make sure that everybody else is built around him, a la the Tom Brady effect, where now you have to start spreading your own salaries a little thinner because you got to keep all these guys in line. And I'm talking about Odell, and Landry doesn't make that much money, but I would say that
Nick Chubb just
Miles Garrett, you know what I mean? Like, he just got paid too. So, and they just paid for Jadeveon Clowney. We'll get in that in a second. But like, they got stars over there. So that's why I think that Baker might take a hit. However, I think based off his stature, based off the market, based off of his early success, and when I say success, I say go to the playoffs. That's all you had right now. The success.
He's definitely changed the culture. I wouldn't say just him. The Browns front office has done a great job.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I won't give the Browns any more credit is because just the losing culture has been there forever, so it's hard for me to buy in.
Okay.
Now I'm sitting here thinking, like, all right, the Browns have arguably the best roster in football outside of what I think is Green Bay. I think Green Bay has the best roster, personally.
Well, do we have any built-in, like, Go Pack Goes or anything like that?
I can make one. I could definitely add one of those to the thing. But
you don't talk enough about them, but go ahead.
But I do think the Browns have arguably the best roster in football, but for some reason I just can't give it. I can't give them the division. I can't just go and say, you know what, they're going to be better than Pittsburgh this year, because I just haven't seen it in all 39 years.
You just want to see some consistency, that's all. You want to see them go back-to-back playoff appearances, and then like then you take the next step.
And Baker had a really, I guess, a decent rookie year. Then he had a down second year.
Yes.
And then his third year, he came on, which was last year, correct? Is there a third year?
Yeah, he's entering four.
Now it's time for Baker to take the next step. If he does, then pay him. By all means, they have to go deep into the playoffs. They can't just have a good regular season. And Baker has to improve on his stats totally, all across the board. He needs to throw a little bit more touchdowns. His picks are fine, but he needs to throw the ball more efficiently.
Yeah, I mean, he does get Odell Beckham back this year, full strength, according to what we've read and what we've seen. And we don't know how long it's going to last. But
half man, half a season.
Well, he's got three. Even Peoples Jones is actually not bad, but he's got three good receivers.
And Hooper's real good.
And not only Hooper, I am still waiting for the emergence of David Njoku.
Keep waiting.
Okay, well, I'm not a believer.
He's a
freak to me, and he hasn't taken that next step.
You don't win games in the weight room. You can help. It'll help. But you don't win games in the weight room. And he's a weight room freak, but he doesn't get it done on the field.
It's not translating.
I would say ever since week two or week three against the Jets in 2019, one hit by Jamal Adams, Concussion, broken wrist, he hasn't been the same since. And I had him on my fantasy team that year, so I know Jamal Adams ended him. And it
literally ended his career without ending his career.
I wouldn't say it ended, yeah.
Tell me you've ended a career without ending a career. One lay of the wood, and the kid has never been the same
Jamal
since.
Jamal Adams hits real fucking hard.
He used to, at least. We talked about Jamal a little bit yesterday.
He still does.
Still hits really hard.
I'm just saying. He can't catch a ball worth of shit. But anyway, the Browns offense, do you think right off the rip that the Browns have the best 1-2 punch in football as far as running backs are concerned? With both of those guys, Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
As far as proven commodities, yes, 100%.
Let me guess, Aaron Jones and the other kid, right?
I'm not going there, but since you did, there is a chance for the Packers to overtake that. I think that.
What about Dallas?
No.
Zeke and Pollard? No? You don't think?
I think that Nick Chubb is a better downhill runner than Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is kind of a hybrid between Chubb and Kareem Hunt, but A.J. Dillon is a fucking load. We'll see what he's able to do, but we're not here. We'll talk about the Packers plenty, I'm sure.
Okay.
As of now, how could you say anything besides that?
Agreed. They do have a offensive line that's a little younger. They got rid of a couple pieces over the last couple years. Baker's typically good on the run anyway, so if he has to make some plays on the run, he will. This offense is going to be good. They're going to high fly, and I think they're going to be very, very well powered.
Their offensive line is stacked.
Yeah. Offensive line.
Yeah.
Conklin's good. Wills is good.
And so you're younger, and that's good. I mean, they're going to get even better with age, I think, as they go. Now you go over to their base 4-3 defense. This is where I think they're even better almost. You know, like, their defensive edge rushers are a little ridiculous. It's Jadeveon Clowney and it's Myles Garrett. Clowney is that weird commodity that just – he's another one where you can compare him to Njoku. Like, he's an absolute freak, but he's never really translated on the stat sheet. But he's still a guy that demands attention, you know, and that's what's going to make Myles Garrett even better. You know, like, when you give all attention or double up or pick up a chip block
I don't think that Clowney demands that much attention. I think Garrett does. I think Clowney...
help Clowney.
You could take Clowney out of the game immediately by putting one fucking dog on him that gets in his head. Clowney makes plays here and there, but against the run, he's soft. And I'm not a believer in a guy that's on his third or fourth team in as many seasons.
I think that's got to be a character thing. I think that the people... He just doesn't get along with people, or maybe he's uncoachable. I don't know, but like... Yeah, he's been around a couple other locker rooms already.
Was he on a one-year deal?
I believe so, yeah.
So if that's the case, then maybe he'll play lights out for them.
Unless he
played... Every time you're playing for
did
money.
He play there last year, Jadeveon Clowney?
No.
All right, so this is a one-year deal.
He played with the Titans.
Sorry, you're right. Okay, that's my fault. Even Malik Jackson, good defensive tackle. Dude, they're secondary. Those corners, you know, between Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward, those guys are very good. They can cover well. What?
And Troy Hill's one of the best cornerbacks in the league.
Troy Hill is very good. This team has a chance to be one of the impact teams. Getting out of that division is going to be the hardest part of their season, is really competing within the division, a la last year. Like, they're competing with the Ravens and the Steelers and the Bengals, who yesterday, this guy gave him 7 wins. Like, I gave him 6. Like, the Bengals are coming on. They're not going to be your pushover anymore. They're going to be competitive games. And I'm not saying they're going to win. Bengals are going to win all these games, but they're at least going to be in it.
They're not going to stop anybody.
Correct, but I'm just saying, they're going to give the Browns that offense with those receivers over in Cincinnati might give the Browns a nice little run. You know what I mean? So I think the Browns have a chance to do big things in 2021. It's just a matter of how many big things can they get done and can they get to the tournament. Last year, 3 of the teams in this division got to the tournament. Is that the case this year? I don't know. We'll talk about the Ravens and the Steelers for the rest of the week, or at least tomorrow we'll finish up, and then we'll pick our division winner on Monday. But I don't know about the Steelers yet. I don't know about Big Ben, and I know a lot of people always kind of write him off as saying, like, he's too old, he's not going to get it done, he's now fragile. Like, we'll talk about Big Ben in a couple days, but as far as the Browns are concerned, when you take a look, and we'll pull up the schedule right now, AJ, which will probably cover all, there they are. The schedule is the schedule, and like I said, those division games are relatively tough. But there are a lot of games on this schedule that you could find wins, okay? I'm not going to say they're going to beat the Chiefs or anything like that. I'm not going to say they're even going to run with a team like the Packers or the Ravens, but they might. You know, the Ravens, they could split. The Steelers, they could split. The Bengals, they could sweep. So you're looking at 4.
Browns could beat any team in the league. Their roster is stacked. They can do it. On any given Sunday, they're going to be a tough out, 100%. I'm looking at the Browns game as a Packer fan, and I'm like, oh, that's a tough one.
Right. I wasn't happy. The Browns lit up the Cowboys last year. That was a high scoring affair, but they had a 30-point lead at one point. I was just like, who is this team? We had guys like, our defense was so bad, it was Odell Beckham catching touchdown passes from Jarvis Landry.
I actually think, all things considered, the Browns' schedule isn't hard.
No?
No.
Well, I mean, look, I'm looking at it, and I see the Lions there. I see a Broncos team that I don't believe in.
I'm not sold on the NFC North as a tough division this year, which is good for me because I'm a Packer fan. Mm-hmm. I just think that getting that crossover is the easiest one. One of the easiest ones. You got to deal with the Packers, but outside of that, it's all winnable games.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. AJ, win total for the Cleveland Browns. Pull that up because I do have them winning a certain amount of games. And like I said, I'm not going to go. We've been going back and forth on this idea of literally going game by game. We looked at the schedule. We see that there's games on the schedule that are going to be tough. What do we got, AJ?
10.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be 10. All right. So I personally have them at 10. I think they can find 10 wins on this schedule, and I think they'll struggle in the games within their division on the road. So, right away, I would say they would split between the Ravens and the Steelers. So that gives them 2 losses there. I don't think they beat the Packers. I don't think they beat the Chiefs. So those are 4 losses right there. I think the Cardinals and the Chargers can give them fits in different ways. So I got them at 10-7. Gooch, what do you got? As far as the over-under is now set at 10, and so I'm pushing it.
I'm definitely taking the over.
You are.
11 or 12, I'm kind of, I'll just say 11 to be safe.
Wow, okay. 11 wins for the Cleveland Browns. Listen, not bold, that's just one more win than me, but that's the first time.
I honestly want to give them 12, but I'm going to temper my expectations because they are.
You've been hard on everybody.
Because they are the Cleveland Browns.
All right, you've been hard on everybody, but this might be the first time that you're picking more wins than me. So I've been the optimistic one for everybody.
Everybody that I've picked so far has got a ton of losses, so I have to make up the wins somewhere.
This is true. They need to add up. This is very true. You're trying to add them up. AJ, what do we got, man?
12-5. And not only that, but Odell Beckham will be a top 10 receiver this year.
Wow. Whoa.
If he's healthy, he better be.
I mean, this is why they got him.
He's in the 6th round of fantasy drafts. 6th round.
So you're going to waste a 6th round pick on a guy that's going to play 4 games, basically.
I mean,
I'm not, that's what you want to think. That's healthy. Go ahead. That's fine. Ever.
This is why you have your own team now.
Yeah, exactly.
So if in that 16 team league, bro, if he falls to the 6th round, that's a gold mine right there, I think. But it remains to be seen with the Cleveland Browns schedule. A team that could definitely do some damage, and I think they have to get out of their division first, and they can make some noise once they get to that tournament. Man, it's anybody's game. You get into that dance, it is literally anybody's game. So. Anyway, so that wraps up our coverage of the Cleveland Browns. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast by doing that, by hitting follow on iTunes, by hitting download and subscribe on Spotify, by doing all that stuff for us. Tomorrow, podcast will drop. It will be the Squeaky Bum Time podcast. I'm going to talk to Salerno today, potentially get him on here tomorrow to talk to us about all things Premier League and all that good stuff, but we'll figure it out. So, we appreciate you for tuning in on the live stream. We appreciate you guys for also downloading the podcast. We've got some big plans over here. We actually talked to our marketing guy yesterday. We are full-blown, ready to rock for Rutgers football, man. We're all about it. We're very pumped about it. Some tailgates on the horizon.
We're going to do a big tailgate. Even if you don't get tickets to the game and you want to get hammered.
Yeah, if you want to go to Hammertown with the Chop Sports crew, come on down September the 2nd, which is a Thursday night. It's actually the week before the NFL season kicks off. So you'll have plenty of time to recover and get your football fix right then and there. Also, if you're listening to the sound of our voice, be sure to join us at Bar A on August the 20th, which is actually next Friday. So if you want to do that, hang out with us. We'll be here in the morning to do the live stream. If you want to join us here at the studio, you can come on down, get on the stream, hang out, and then we'll all go as a big old happy family. So for Sturch and Gooch and, of course, AJ from the couch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on a Feel Good Friday.
I didn't flinch.
That's good. No flinch. No two punch. I didn't flinch. I just...